Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I'm playing a little bit of catch-up, Cole, on this story because I have been on vacation and I've been living under a rock for the last week, trying not to consume a whole lot of sports except for the games that I wanted to sit down and watch. So yeah. I'm trying to catch up what's going on with the Mark Sanchez now facing felony charges for an altercation that happened outside of a bar. What do you know about this?
Well, so when it happened, I heard a lot of people, you know, he's with, with NFL Network?
Fox.
So I heard a lot of people with Fox like, oh, how sad, Mark got stabbed. But it sounds like there was an altercation. I don't know if it was over a parking spot or whatever. And there was an older man. I've seen the pictures of the older man. He don't look good. And now I heard hearsay, allegedly, right, that the guy stabbed Mark Sanchez in self-defense. So it's not really looking good. And I now have allegedly heard that Mark Sanchez has been charged. So it's not looking good for Mark Sanchez. I don't know.
So this is what's on ESPN.com right now. It says Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears announced the new charge of battery involving serious bodily injury, which carries a potential sentence of 1 to 6 years in prison.
That's a felony charge.
He says, quote, we are literally talking about people fighting over a parking space,
Ryan,
or a dispute about where people are parking, and it resulted in someone receiving just incredibly significant injuries.
And that's right. So right now, Mark Sanchez is facing a felony charge in Indianapolis because of the fight that left him hospitalized with the stab wounds. But
ghost. Oh, God. I'm looking at the pictures now.
Of the other guy?
Oh, dude.
Or Mark?
The other guy.
Oh, it's bad. Real bad.
He is jacked up.
Yeah. It's real bad. So the detectives reviewed the footage. And supposedly, it's not looking good for old Mark Sanchez. According to the affidavit, the guy said, this guy's trying to kill me, talking about, you know, the fight with Sanchez. It's bad. He said he stabbed Sanchez in self-defense. And, man, this is
It says he pepper sprayed, the older gentleman pepper sprayed and stabbed him multiple times.
And think about this. This guy is on a national television network for Fox. I mean, are you kidding me?
Sanchez was hospitalized with stab wounds to his upper right torso. Look, if you've ever been to a Costco parking lot at like 3 p.m. on a Saturday, you know people get real chippy over parking spaces.
Yeah, they do. They do. And you know what? It is. It's crazy. Like, how people act with traffic, just honking the horn nowadays causes people to get out and shoot people for whatever reason. But this is a terrible story.
Why is it that, you know, when something terrible happens, thinking back to the Charlie Kirk shooting, when something like that happens, how many people post, we all have to be kinder to each other. We all have to think more and react less. But then the first time an opportunity like this happens, or a situation like this happens, they revert right back to, I'm going to fight. I'm going to get angry. I'm going to honk my horn at you. I'm going to yell at you. I'm going to stick a gun out the window of my car.
It's sad. Because
I'm mad at you. I mean, like, we got to start putting this stuff into practice.
It's sad. It's a horrible story with Mark Sanchez, man. I don't know if there's enough out there to figure out exactly what started it and who's it's just Mark Sanchez being charged. It's a bad look. It's horrible. It really is. Over a parking spot. Yeah, you're right. It's too much. People have got so much going on in their lives and their heads, I guess, that it's like we're really gonna blow this up into something that it doesn't need to be blown up into.
When I go to like crazy busy parking lots like that, I park in the back. Yeah, I don't want to have to deal with it. I'll walk the extra 40 feet to not have to like get in an altercation with somebody over a parking space.
That's true. Yeah, just start handing out like money or something as you walk in, right? That way people don't shoot you and stab you.
Did you know in Japan, like especially at big facilities where a lot of people work, think somewhere like GE or BMW or whatever, if you get there early to work, you park in the back so that the people who get to work late don't have to run from the far back of the parking lot up to the facility. That's the culture in Japan to do that.
That's
crazy.
There's
no way they would ever do that here.
No, I never heard of that.
God.
Never heard of that. Diesel, but what I have heard of is an audio blitz, a little sports soundtrack coming at you, Tolos. What happened sports-wise over the weekend that you need to hear about, but not from us? That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.